Well, you might be thinking of getting a rabbit, a ferret, or a hedgehog for a pet because they're unique. And you know what? They're really cute, too. Larry Mueller here for WBR News. Today, we're going to talk about keeping rabbits or hedgehogs or ferrets as pets with our guest, Dr. Jennifer Boonstra, with us. She is a veterinarian at the Badger Veterinary Clinic, or hospital, I should say, the Badger Veterinary Hospital in Cambridge, Wisconsin. Dr. Boonstra has a special interest in exotic and avian patients. And as we talk with her, I want to hear from you. Tell us why you decide to get a hedgehog or a ferret or maybe a rabbit as a pet. Maybe you're wondering what kind of food you should be feeding, or maybe there's a health issue you wanted to check in on. Give a call. The number is 800-642-1234. Or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. That's WPR.org. Dr. Boonstra, welcome. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Hi there. I'm glad to be here today. Thank you.
How did you get interested in being a vet for exotic and avian animals?
I was working with wildlife rehabilitation before going to vet school, and I also worked as a veterinary technician at a bird and exotic hospital, and that's what drove me to go to vet school to specialize in. And then I have worked at several zoos and exotic-only practices.
That's pretty cool. Well, we're going to try and focus on rabbits and hedgehogs and ferrets today, and before somebody adopts one of these pets, what should they be considering?
Okay, we could start off with rabbits, if that's okay.
That sounds good.
So rabbits make really nice pets. They're very personable. They do require a special diet. They'll need a lot of greens, fresh greens, and Timothy hay every day, as well as some pellets. They're kind of similar to a horse in the fact that their teeth continually grow, and if they don't have this variety of foods, they can run into dental issues. And if they don't eat even for a day, that becomes an emergency.
Okay. So that's rabbits. What about hedgehogs?
Hedgehogs, they are considered insectivores. They are nocturnal, so if you're planning on having them out during the day to play with, they will be sleeping most of the day. They can eat a specialty diet made for animals that eat insects, and then you want to supplement their food with mealworms or crickets. They can have some hard-boiled eggs, those type of things. They are solitary animals, so they sometimes can be difficult to try to get used to being socialized, but if you can are consistent with it, then they can make really nice pets as well.
Yeah, I'm thinking, somebody who works all day.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of maybe the perfect pet.
Right, right. The hedgehog can sleep all day while you're awake.
Well, what about ferrets? I've never had a ferret, but many friends have, and they're always a fun animal, too.
Yeah, they are very fun. They're very playful. They are considered a true carnivore. They have a very short intestinal tract that doesn't allow them to process carbohydrates the way other animals do. So they do need to be on a special diet for ferrets. They are very playful. They're usually, the majority of them come from a place called Marshall Farms. So when you get them, they'll have a little tattoo in their ear, and then they're usually spayed or neutered at that time before they're put up for sale. So that's kind of nice there. But they still can be a little smelly, just their usual odor that they have to them. So you have to be prepared for that.
I'm wondering, Badger Veterinary Hospital, of course, has the ability to treat small animals. How common are clinics like yours? Would any vet be able to help with an animal like a hedgehog?
It depends. There is, special things that you need to know and have experience with, and just be, have certain medications and that type of things on hand that they would need. That's different than a dog or cat. The ferrets can get vaccines just like a dog and cat can. The other two, there's no vaccine that they would get.
You mentioned that rabbits, their teeth are constantly growing, and I can remember that from my, I was a pretty young guy when I had rabbits. We were on the farm, so the hay and so forth was pretty easy for me to get. But how do you make sure that your rabbit's teeth are at a healthy length?
Well, if you bring them in, just like your dog or cat, for an exam every year, I take a close look at their teeth, look if they're starting to form any kind of points that might be causing cuts on the tongue or cheek. We can file those down either while they're awake or if it's more extensive under anesthesia if needed. Some rabbits their teeth are not lined up well when they're born, and then they'll be more prone to chronic dental issues and need regular teeth trimming.
Yeah. I was trying to remember if I ever gave a rabbit a bath. I don't think I ever, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think I ever gave my rabbits a bath.
Yeah, they really shouldn't need a bath. they keep themselves pretty clean.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine having to try to do it. Their legs, they like to kick.
You have to be very careful handling them because they can break their back pretty easily if they become stressed and start to, kick around if they're not being held correctly.
Yeah. Are there common illnesses or conditions that rabbits can develop?
The injuries to them are common, or if they stop eating, they develop something called GI stasis. And like I said, that becomes an emergency. Their whole GI system starts to fill with gas. And if they don't get treatment right away, that is something that can be a fatal condition. So the teeth issues and making sure that they have the proper diet so they avoid any kind of GI issues, those are some of the major things, and just being careful, they are fragile when handling them.
Yeah, that I remember very well from my time with them. How do you know, are there signs that, if your rabbit isn't receiving proper nutrition, are there signs that may show up?
You can watch their stool production. If you notice that their little stools are becoming small or less frequent, that can indicate that they're not eating as much as normal. They do have something they develop overnight called cecotrophs, and they ingest those. They're a real, sticky type of a fecal material, and that helps with their gut bacteria. So that's important for them. So sometimes you'll notice that that's stuck on their back end. Then there's something wrong that they're not ingesting those.
How much time should a rabbit be spending outside of the cage?
It should have a good amount of time supervised or in a play area that doesn't have any kind of electrical cords or anything like that. It's important for them to get exercise, and not just be in their cage. So at least a few hours a day would be ideal, where you can have them out, playing with them and giving them some enrichment, things that they can play with. They like to play with toys just like a dog or cat. So just providing all that for them.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, I had a pair of rabbits. What about the social life of a rabbit? Should they be bought in pairs?
They definitely like to have a companion if that's something that you're able to do. That way, if they have a playmate that they can play with, just want to make sure if they're male and a female that you have one of them spayed or neutered so that you don't end up with a bunch of rabbits.
Yes. Let's turn to hedgehogs for a minute. We've been spending a lot of time with rabbits. I want to know more about hedgehogs. Hedgehogs, they're not as social, I think you were saying, as rabbits.
Right.
How do you, I mean, how much interacting can you do or should you do to sort of bring the hedgehog around?
If you get them when they're very young and just get them very used to you handling them, they do have poor eyesight, so you don't want to startle them accidentally. Just get them used to you, used to how you're, you know, their touch. They are, you know, very prickly to hold. They can curl up into a ball when they're scared. So sometimes they can be difficult to handle that way if you're not wearing some kind of gloves. Until they unroll out of their ball. But if they're well socialized, you know, they'll let you hold them and everything just fine.
And I'm wondering about how long does a hedgehog typically live?
About 5 years is about average.
Okay. And in terms of veterinary care, you know, if I get one, if I got one, what, you know, should I be taking it regularly to somebody like you?
Yes, definitely. They, because they are, you know, shorter lived, if they do develop problems, that's going to show up when they're younger. They can develop cancer in their bowels. They can have dental problems. They can develop cancers other places, reproductive cancers. They can develop heart disease, so it's very good to catch those type of things early.
Yeah, I would think so. And grooming and hygiene. I don't know if you got a hedgehog here. Well, what does it groom itself pretty well, or do you need to?
Yeah, they're pretty. You know, groom themselves well. Sometimes they can develop. They can get mites. That is a condition where if you're noticing that they're losing some quills or their skin becomes real flaky looking, that would be another thing to have checked out. If it seems that their quills are not in good condition or their skin is looking really flaky, that they might have some underlying condition going on. But otherwise, they're very, you know, very clean animals.
And how much space should you be providing for their cage and so forth?
You want to make sure that they have a good-sized cage that they can walk around in, places to hide. You want to make sure that the temperature is good. Anything above 68 degrees, if it gets too cold, they can go into a hibernation state where their body kind of shuts down. So we want to make sure they're staying nice and warm. But a good-sized cage that they can walk around and have some things to play with and interact with in there is good.
Yeah, I was wondering about.
Wheel for extra. Yeah, sometimes they can use a little wheel, like a hamster type of a wheel, but they'll mostly be active at nighttime.
Yeah, so the wheel, anything else in the way of.
A hide box, some different things that they can play with or interact with would be good.
And what about picking them up and holding them and putting them on your lap in the evening?
Yeah, if they're used to you handling them, definitely the more interaction you can have with them, the better.
All right. Our guest, Dr. Jennifer Boonstra, veterinarian at the Badger Veterinary Hospital in Cambridge, as we're talking with her about exotic and avian patients. And you can join in as well. The number to call, 800-642-1234. Or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Great to have you along today as we take a look at some of the exotic pets that you might have today. We've been looking at hedgehogs. We haven't gotten much to ferrets yet, but we will. And we've talked rabbits. There are others as well. And question, give a call. The number is 800-642-1234. Email to talk@WPR.org. John wanted to know, what do you feed your hedgehog?
They make special diets called insectivore diets, and then you would give that as your main diet and supplement that with some mealworms or some hard-boiled egg or crickets. Fresh water should be available at all times, and that pretty much makes up their main diet.
And how are they okay around kids or with kids?
Yeah, they are. You know, they can be painful with those spines that they have, so that would be the only consideration. But like I said, usually they'll just roll up into a ball if they're frightened, but they can be a little difficult to handle it when they do that.
Michael emailed us. Michael sees Tenrex being offered for sale. Tenrex, they're endemic to Madagascar, and some resemble hedgehogs, but they aren't hedgehogs. Do you know anything about Tenrex and what kind of care they might need?
That would be similar to a hedgehog. They are pretty similar, come from the same type of a family. Just a pretty much, a different type of a hedgehog.
Okay. Let's turn to ferrets for a little bit now. In adopting or purchasing a ferret, how well do they interact with, say, children?
Oh, ferrets can be very, very good pets. They are very playful. They like to play with toys. You have to be careful, though, that they don't ingest things that they shouldn't and end up with a foreign body. They're very playful, handleable. They can make really good pets.
And I assume needs, like anything else, some regular veterinary care.
Yes, definitely should be seen. They do have a few diseases that they are prone to when they become about 4 or 5 years old. One is adrenal disease, and one is something called an insulinoma. So it is important that they get regular veterinary care to make sure that there's no signs of either of these developing.
Yeah, I was wondering about internal or external parasites, for example, as... preventing perhaps or what issues there?
They can develop heartworm disease just like dogs. If they're going to be outside, you can use something like the revolution that goes on. Dogs or cats, they can get external parasites. But otherwise, they're, generally keep themselves really clean.
Yeah, but they can be smelly.
Yes, definitely they have an odor to them that you would have to be aware of before you're bringing them into your house.
And is it some way to treat that or have some help with that?
They will already come neutered, so this is just something that, is kind of a trait of theirs that they do have a little bit of an odor.
They imagine they have scent glands, and I imagine it would also be... would it be healthy for a ferret to be descented? Let me put it that way.
I wouldn't recommend that. In general, there, is not something that's done.
Since there is some smell, I assume there could be some bathing involved here with a ferret. How often should you be bathing your ferret?
Unless they really get themselves dirty, they can keep themselves nice and clean. They're constantly cleaning themselves, keeping their food nice and clean. If you did bathe them, would make sure that you keep them in a nice warm area until they're fully dry so they don't get chilled. But in general, they shouldn't need regular bathing.
Cassandra sent us an email. Some rodents choose wires. Mm-hmm. And are any of these pets likely to chew on wires?
Yes, definitely the rabbits and the ferrets. You want to keep a close eye on your rabbit or have it in an area, that's clear of any type of wires or anything else. They love to chew anything they come in contact with. So that's definitely something that they could do. And then same thing with ferrets, they, you know, like to play with everything. So if they see some wires there, they might want to, you know, try to play with it or chew on it.
Do you have any of these as pets yourself, Dr. Boonstra?
Not currently. I've had rabbits previously, but not right now. I don't have any of these.
And I'm wondering, you know, you're in Cambridge. Nice community. I've spent a lot of time in Cambridge over time, but a smaller community. I mean, is there, there obviously must be some call for you to be performing this kind of work.
Yeah, we actually see quite a few rabbits. Have seen some hedgehogs and a couple ferrets, but I would say the rabbits, more than anything else, people seem to have as pets around here.
And tell us, and I'm pretty sure that the Badger Veterinary Hospital does not only work with exotics. Tell us about the hospital.
Oh, yeah, we see dogs and cats every day. In addition to the exotic pets, we see birds, so whatever. I've done some house calls for some goats. Recently, so pretty much anything that you have, we're happy to try to help you take care of it.
Okay, kind of an all-purpose facility there,
Bert.
I had a parakeet for quite a long time. He was great. I loved him. Any tips on parakeets and keeping parakeets?
Be very careful of, if they have flight in the house, that they don't hurt themselves. A lot of times we see them for injuries, if they're running into a glass window or those type of things. So, but otherwise they're very, pretty easy birds to keep.
Yeah, and they'll, I was trying to remember, they'll live a pretty good length of time, if I'm not mistaken. Mine lived quite a while.
Oh yeah, they can live quite a while, and a lot of people really like them as pets.
Somebody else just sent an email. How common are exotic animal vets, and why do exotic mammals need regular vet care? We kind of answered that part, but how common are people in your line of work?
It's not real common to have, especially, just there's certain places that will see only exotics. Those are pretty rare. There's a few around here that will see exotic pets. But generally, normal practice won't see a whole bunch of them.
I think... Trying to remember, Lee, if I had taken a break here. We did take a break. Okay. Well, that's good to know. I actually did it, and I've already forgotten that I've done it. Oh my goodness me! Well, such a pleasure to talk with you. I mean, are you a busy person over there? Do you have a lot of business?
Oh yeah. It's myself and another full time doctor, and then we have a doctor that comes in one day a week. So. We keep quite busy over here.
Outstanding. Well, I appreciate very much you taking time to be with us today. It's a lot of fun. And just one other question. We have one other email. The type of bedding that's best for those cages, and how often should the cages be cleaned?
You want to avoid cedar-type shaving. In any of the animals' enclosures, they have some oils in there that can be very irritating to their respiratory system. So usually you find that nice paper bedding that you can get, comes in a big bundle, and that's really good. It's easy to clean. It's very good for any of the exotic pets.
Yeah, I'm cleaning my, my cat areas, at least once a day. How often should their cages be cleaned?
Yeah, once a day, if you're noticing, rabbits can be trained to use a litter box in their cage. Same with ferrets. So, you know, just as you would a normal, like a cat litter box.
My rabbits never learned that business.
No?
where to do their business, unfortunately. Oh. So there was more cleaning involved with the rabbit cages.
Oh, I'm sure.
Anything else? Well, Dr. Boonstra, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it and appreciate the work you do. It's important work.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on today. I really enjoyed it.
Dr. Jennifer Boonstra, veterinarian at the Badger Veterinary Hospital in Cambridge. And she works, well, even with goats from the sound of it, but also the exotic and avian patients that she has, I'm sure, are happy to see her at least the owners are, when they bring their pets in. Great to have her along. Tomorrow on the show, we'll hear the story of four women physicians who escaped Nazi Germany during World War II, and then we'll take a look at a new travel guide. Thanks for joining us today. Our producers are Clara Neipert and Joel Patnod. Our technical directors are Lee Rayburn with us today and Jeff Robbins. Our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you for listening and stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.